step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And welcome, Hoosier fans, to another episode of Podcast on the Brink, your weekly dose of Indiana University basketball news and discussion. I'm your host, Jared Morris. Podcast on the Brink is a joint production of the Assembly Call and Inside the Hall. For complete coverage of IU basketball, visit assemblycall.com and insidethehall.com. On this week's edition of Podcast on the Brink, Alex Bozich and I are joined by a graphic designer. And you may be wondering why we're talking to a graphic designer on an IU basketball podcast. Well, we have Brandon Spahn, the director of graphic design for IU Athletics, with us. And if you haven't noticed, graphic design, social media, it's all become a huge part of college athletic programs from a recruiting standpoint, from a fan engagement standpoint. And we wanted to get some insight on that and how it works. And Brandon joins us and gives us a lot of insight, a lot of stuff that I didn't realize. And it's a really interesting look at a new and emerging element that is very important for college athletics programs across the country. That is coming up in just a minute on Podcast on the Brink. Hey, real quick, a word about this week's sponsor, SeatGeek. Buying tickets to sports and concerts can be complicated, but there is a better, simpler way to buy with SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the smartest, easiest way to get tickets to live events because with SeatGeek's seamless mobile experience, you can buy and sell tickets in just two taps. SeatGeek helps you find the best seats at the best prices, fully guaranteed. There really is nothing quite like seeing your favorite team or musician in person, and SeatGeek will get you closer to the action for a great value. I have SeatGeek on my phone, and it's by far the easiest way that I've found to shop for tickets. I can be anywhere, and like I just mentioned, with just a few taps, I can instantly find seats to anything that I want to go to. I actually used SeatGeek to buy tickets earlier this year to see Yogi play here in Dallas. I bought my wife concert tickets for the summer. So SeatGeek is designed to make your ticket buying experience easier than ever. They save you time and money by searching multiple ticket sites to compare prices and find amazing deals. Now, here's how to get an even better deal, which is Podcast on the Brink listeners get $20 off of your first SeatGeek purchase. Download the SeatGeek app, enter the promo code BRINK, B-R-I-N-K today, and you'll get $20 back from SeatGeek. That's promo code BRINK, B-R-I-N-K. And now, on with this week's episode of Podcast on the Brink. And we're joined on this episode of Podcast on the Brink by Brandon Spahn, who is the Director of Graphic Design for Indiana University Athletics. Yes, that position exists, if you didn't know that it exists. And we're going to talk about what Brandon does in this role and why it means so much now to college athletic programs. But before we do that, Brandon, welcome to Podcast on the Brink. It's great to have you here.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm very thankful that you invited me to come on, and I look forward to talking to you guys.
Absolutely. So let's kind of just start with the basics. Where are you from and how did you end up at IU?
Yeah, so I'm initially from a small town around Evansville, Indiana. It's called Poseyville, Indiana. Nobody's heard of it. It's about 30 minutes away from there. So I came to IU. I did my undergrad here. I studied informatics, which is general IT, and I got a minor in graphic design. I knew I kind of wanted to do graphic design from the beginning. I just wasn't sure if I wanted to get a BFA or not. And I think we have a great tech program at IU, and informatics was a perfect fit. Actually, my senior year, I had an internship with IU Athletics. We had a very talented designer who worked with media relations named Ashley Strauss. She's actually now with the Tennessee Titans. And so I interned under her for a semester, and then she took a job at Mississippi State, and then I ended up working under J.D. Campbell. I did a lot of the graphics for basketball in the 2014-15 season. And then after that, I actually left IU, and I went to work for General Motors doing web development. But I miss graphic design so much. I was still in contact with J.D. quite often. So about 8 months after that, J.D. talked to Jeremy Gray, and they opened this position, and I was their number one candidate, and I actually ended up coming back for that, and I'm very happy I did. So I've been here for about a year and a half now.
Well, that's awesome. So the position was created brand new when you took it.
Well, there was a position prior, but this older position worked under marketing, and when I came in, they started a creative services department, which is now called the Cuban Center, that houses our video, graphic, social, photography. It's pretty much an in-house creative for the athletics department, and we work for all 24 sports.
Very cool. So for people who may not know, explain what all you do as director of graphic design.
Okay. Well, it's actually quite funny because I was hired initially as a director of graphic design, but now I would say I do a lot more than just graphics. I do a lot of motion editing. So if you ever see motion graphics, you know, with still images, we combine video with some of it as well, that goes out on our social channels. I do some animation, and then I'd say our entire department pretty much does all the video, graphic, and social that goes out through our social media. A lot of the things you see, a lot of the logos, like we had people who made the Assembly Hall logo last year that went up on the board. That was the official Simon Scott Assembly Hall logo. We're doing like the intro football video for this year. We just take a lot of projects that people don't even think about get done that are all in-house, and I overlook our graphic mainly, but I still do other things, and I help set our brand look for the entire year too, and I think we're doing very well this year with the look that we've established. I don't know if you've looked at the posters any this year, but we've created this like red white poster look, and if you line them all up, they're going to make candy stripes. It's actually kind of cool.
Oh, wow. Very cool.
So, Brandon,
I guess that's just a general rundown, yeah.
In terms of your involvement with IU basketball, where, you know, where that's what we talk about here on Podcast on the Brink every week, 52 weeks a year. So, you know, as you know, growing up in Indiana, IU basketball is a year-round thing for fans. Your involvement with men's basketball specifically, what's it like working with IU basketball on a day-to-day basis? How closely do you work with them on the graphic stuff?
Yeah, so since we've had the new staff come in March, I've actually taken on a lot bigger role than I had prior. They've hired a new, he's really talented, his name's Alex Sherrill. He's doing a lot of the video content for them now, and he works with us to do the graphic content. So on a day-to-day basis, I would say we have been making a lot of recruitment graphics lately that have gone out to various recruits to try and really personalize them and make them feel at home with IU. And I think that's something that we're doing very strong this year. We've noticed that a lot of powerhouse football schools have kind of adopted this policy where they create this content for these recruits that are really personalized to them. And we've wanted to bring that with basketball, and I think we've done a very strong job. The basketball staff is really thankful for what we're doing over here right now, and I can only continue to see it growing. But just besides recruiting, we also do a lot of the fan content. So I help create the graphic content that goes out on Indiana men's basketball. We have another designer that has been helping with that lately a little bit too. And then the video content is the comes from a little bit in the Cuban Center, but a lot from Alex Sherrill in the basketball department. So it's kind of a big collaboration between the entire athletics department. And I just think we've done a good job tackling recruiting, graphics, video, social in the past couple 4 or 5 months.
When you make a graphic for, and this isn't this is something that IU's been doing, other schools have been doing for a while in terms of making graphics for specific recruits. I can remember a few years ago, different kids kind of sharing the stuff on their Instagram that they had been made. I mean, how do you judge success in terms of, if you make a graphic that gets into a recruit, is that based on the feedback you get from the staff? Is it if the kid shares it on his own social media page? How do you, because everyone in their job likes to kind of, judge at the end of the day, did I have a good day? Did I have a successful day? When you're doing something like that, how do you judge whether or not what you made was successful?
Yeah. So first off, when we send our content to the coaches, we make sure that the coaches are like what we're sending. And for the most part, they've loved our stuff and haven't had any issues. But then secondly, the coaches send it to the recruits, and sometimes we'll hear back from the coaches that, hey, the recruit loved what you sent. We're very thankful and we appreciate it. So that feels good knowing that we're actually, making a difference on the program in a positive way. I'm hoping that some of the stuff that we've made recently might get posted by some recruits. We recently hired a really talented illustrator who has been making personalized illustrations, which I think is going to go a long way. And we have already heard good feedback. But I think that's if we can personalize and make these recruits feel like they're already part of the family. That's a big thing that we've been trying to accomplish.
What are some of the rules around that kind of stuff? So you make these personalized graphics and send them to the recruits. I assume you're not able to post them publicly, but it's okay if they post it from their own accounts.
Yeah. I'm not exactly positive 100%. My boss and the coaches kind of handle that. Yeah. I just kind of make the content, but yeah. I do know there are some regulations where, if they come in and do a photo shoot, we're not allowed to send them the photos. They have to take a photo of the photo. It's kind of, the regulations are kind of ridiculous, but mainly boss and men's basketball, we make sure we're not, doing anything we shouldn't be doing. Sorry if I couldn't clear that up too much.
No. That's a good answer. What, when you're, sitting down to try and create something for a recruit, what is kind of your thought process? Do you have some standard templates that you kind of work with, or do you try and do a little research on the recruit, get to know them a little bit, maybe, look at their social media, see what makes them tick? Is there any of that goes into it, or is it somewhat standardized?
I would say it's a little bit of both. I'd say for some of the bigger recruits, we might go in and make sure that we're creating something that kind of fits with their social media, what they post, what they like, things like that. But what we've been doing lately has been kind of standardized. I haven't been making as many personalized graphics. I think for the past couple of Fridays, I've just posted a couple that I've made on social, and they've been kind of more generic ones that some coaches might send to recruits to get conversation going or something similar to that. So those are a little more standardized. I try and use a big call to action with some inspirational part of something about Assembly Hall in the background, or inspiration on our tradition, our legacy, our players in the NBA, what we've left behind, things like that.
I know you said after you create graphics, you'll send them to the coaching staff, they look over them. How much direction do you get, from the staff or from people in terms of, what this should look like, or maybe what style it should be, or are you pretty much left to do your work in that sense?
So this is I get what you're saying. This is why the new staff is great to work with. They kind of don't know what they want sometimes, which is actually kind of great, because we'll send them a couple things and be like, oh, wow, this looks great. This is exactly what we needed. And they didn't even know that they needed it. But then sometimes that's kind of a double-edged sword, because then they're like, could we get 10 more of these by 2 more days or something? And you're just like, oh, man, if I wouldn't have sent that in the first place. But yeah.
Brandon, in terms of the role that you play overall and, the branding of the athletic program, it seems like you go to any school's Twitter page or Instagram, Snapchat, you know, this is kind of, it's almost like there's an arms race nationally, you know, for this content. You know, schools are trying to obviously own their brand on social media and get people to look at their pages, their tweets, and all that stuff. You know, how do you, what kind of things go into trying to differentiate IU from other schools? I mean, is there certain things you try to do to differentiate IU from different schools out there? Because everyone's trying to do similar things. I guess, how do you stay ahead of the game when everyone's constantly trying to innovate?
Yeah, it's actually kind of crazy, because I'm just thinking, when I was an intern here 3 years ago, these discussions were not near as prevalent as they are now. Cause you're totally correct. It is kind of an arms race, and a lot of the schools are hiring very, very talented designers, graphics people, artists, to try and stay ahead of it, social people. And I think we actually do. I think when I first got brought on, it was a little slower start, but I actually think this year, especially, it's going to be really well. We've done a lot of things that we didn't do in the past to help our brand for this year. Just a lot more discussions as a team about how we want our look to be. I mean, we wanted candy stripes to be in a lot of things. And if you've noticed our graphics, they've kind of had like a red white split, or they're all red or all white. We kind of got rid of any black, anything, any colors that aren't specific on IU's brand. The Cuban Center has been expanding. We hired another video person 6-7 months ago, another graphics person this month, social media director 6-7 months ago. And these are all people we didn't have last year. So I think with all this talent we have in-house, we can definitely set a standard that other schools might be following, or at least we'll be out on top compared to years past. And I'm actually very excited to see how everything's made this year by the end of it.
You mentioned, you know, working closely with other people in the department. You know, there's a social media director, there's other people obviously working on different projects. When you're sending out something just like for fan engagement, are somebody internally looking at retweets, likes, things like that to try to gauge success? I mean, is there some type of, way you guys, I know we talked about how measuring success for when you send something to a recruit, and that's probably feedback directly from the recruit. But when you're sending something that goes out publicly, what do you view as kind of the way you measure success?
Yeah, definitely. Our social person keeps a close tab on all of our analytics for all of our Twitter and Instagram, which it's really great looking at those numbers and seeing them improving. Like, we've had basketball improvement. Our just general account has had great improvement. It actually recently changed its name to IU Hoosiers. That was a big thing where we changed all of our handles to match better so people can find us. But not just going off analytics, just kind of fan engagement and reading some of the things that are actually posted from fans as replies on Twitter, comments on Facebook, comments on Instagram, and just seeing how they react with our content. A good example is we've been posting more internet culture things on like our Crimson Guard account, which is half ran by students, and then we do some of the content that we send out to students to post there. Those things wouldn't be as applicable to like the IU Hoosiers Twitter account. We're there, we can try and keep it more informative by retweeting our sports and just giving out general information, you know. And then men's basketball is focused solely on basketball, and we try and our video content's been great lately, posting content that has engaged fans. I don't know. It's just kind of a big, each handle and each account has their own kind of little niche that we try and fill depending on the sport or what the account is. Cause I mean, we would treat a football account different than a men's golf account, or volleyball different than like swim and dive. So just trying to fill the niche that makes these accounts reach their max potential has been like our goal for the past year. And I think we're continually improving that.
So if fans want to kind of get involved and help contribute to your success, what's the best way? I mean, is it to follow the accounts, you know, based on which ones they use? Like if they're an Instagram user, follow on Instagram, like, share stuff. Like, are there any other things that fans can do that would actually help you guys be more successful?
Yeah. I mean, I think if our fans, you know, follow, obviously, but engagement, replying back to some of the content that we send out, we take our fans very seriously, and we look at, you know, how they're interacting with us, and we try and make it as, you know, like they're part, we want to make them feel like they're part of the family, like, you know, like they're a Hoosier, like, and we usually actually, our social media person engages very well with our Twitter fans. So like, if you leave a comment or have a genuine question or wanted to give praise or even say something funny, like we usually respond back and, try and make you feel like you're part of the big Hoosier family here.
Who do you kind of draw inspiration from? Like, what other schools do you think are doing a really good job that you kind of draw inspiration from, or even non-school organizations that you think are particularly using social media and using graphics well that you kind of, you know, put into your own work?
Yeah, so I think I follow a lot of illustrators, artists on social media. And I think I definitely draw inspiration from a lot of them, but I still try and make my style my own. So that's a big thing too. I want to make sure IU stands out as IU and not as like another school kind of mimicking their look. And I think we've done that very well this year. But there are a bunch of schools that I think do, you know, a very, very good job. Ohio State's obviously doing well. A lot of the football program, like they put a lot of money into football. Like a lot of the football schools do very well. Ohio State, Michigan has good content.
Based on what you know,
Florida,
I know you mentioned, you know, college football was doing this and they kind of started it. Is Indiana still kind of in early for college basketball, like in terms of the timing and how many, you know, the kind of resources that we're pouring in?
I actually think we're ahead of the game, especially with our Cuban Center and the collaboration we're having with the basketball department now. I actually think going into this year, we're going to be ahead of the game, at least in the past. And that's why I really look forward to seeing if, you know, how well we do as a team, as a basketball team. And I like to see if, you know, if our role actually like affects and improves the content that gets put out, the, how we perform even. I think it's hard to measure those kinds of things, but I actually think we do play a role that it's hard to be measured, but it can be seen within like the basketball, for the basketball department and for all of the departments at IU actually. If that makes
Brandon,
sense.
Yeah, totally. Brandon, when you're not doing work designs, you know, I've looked at your personal site, brandonspahn.com. What are some of your favorite, you know, non-IU things to do illustrations of?
Yeah, so I've actually done a lot of hip-hop illustrations. I actually had a really big I finished a hip-hop card deck with 13 different illustrations that I've done, and I actually posted this up on social media and it got a lot of traction, and it's actually a really cool project to work on. I ended up selling over 100 different card decks from all the way from people to Australia. Wow. To Switzerland, to Canada, to back. Actually, somebody 4 miles from my apartment bought one that I didn't even know who he was. So that was actually a really, really cool project. And I think having that kind of background has really helped me at Indiana, because I think I have a lot of people in my roles came from like an SID background. At other schools, came from a sports information director background. You know, just kind of, I don't think everybody got like the education through a graphic design and did so much freelance in their spare time, which I think helps me at Indiana tremendously. And besides that, sorry.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, besides that hip hop card deck, I just do a lot of freelance things in my spare time. I don't know. I always try and keep busy. I really do enjoy graphic design. It's one of my, it's my main passion, and I always just try and stay busy with it and not stay idle.
I wanted to ask you a follow-up on that card deck. I looked at that. I thought it was really, really well done.
It's incredible.
So kudos on that. It's awesome. Which one of those designs was your favorite on those cards? Which would, and I encourage people to go check it out at his website, brandonspahn.com. These cards are incredible. Which of those, could you pick one out as your favorite of those cards?
I think my favorite illustration is the one of ASAP Rocky. The one that sells the most, because I also have prints on there, is of Kendrick Lamar and J. Cole. And I just think that's because they're two bigger branded and named artists. But my favorite illustration on there is definitely ASAP Rocky. And the cool part is, like, I want to start doing those types of illustrations with recruits. And that's something we're going to be working on soon. And I think they would love those if they can get them to look like that. And that's why... I really do think that that background has a big role and helps me improve the look of Indiana overall.
Absolutely. Well, Brandon, this has been wonderful. Really, really informative about something that is really, I mean, an emerging area that 4 or 5 years ago wasn't that big a deal, but now is really influential in terms of recruiting and the overall branding of a program and fan engagement. So we really appreciate you coming on and giving us some insight. What are the best places? Obviously, your website, brandonspahn.com. Where else can people connect with you and with Indiana?
So if my Instagram is Spahny, S-P-A-H-N-Y, 1-1. If you can check me out on there. And as far as following Indiana, make sure you follow IU Hoosiers. And I'm sure everybody on here already follows Indiana men's basketball. But, yeah, I guess that's about it.
Awesome. Well, Brandon, really appreciate the insight. Good luck with the upcoming basketball season and all the seasons. And we look forward to talking to you again soon.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Thanks, Brandon.
Have a good day.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Podcast on the Brink. We always appreciate you being here. To get more from me and from Alex, visit assemblycall.com and insidethehall.com for complete coverage of Indiana University basketball. If you liked this episode, please consider sharing it with a friend or family member who loves IU basketball as much as you do. You can also support the show by leaving a rating and review on iTunes, which helps us get the word out to more IU fans like yourself. We'll be back next week with another brand new episode. Until then, as always, go Hoosiers.